Welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martins. Pleased to be joined by the Executive Director at the Boys and Girls Club of Central Southwest Iowa, Lynn Hansen. It's always a great time when we have her on to discuss everything going on at the club. And it's summer, which means that kids have a lot of free time on their hands, and we're glad they're spending it at the club. So, Lynn, as always, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so first of all, we got a big event coming up here on Saturday the 23rd. It's the Slow Pitch Softball Tournament, another fundraiser there for the club. Tell us everything we need to know about that.
We're starting in the afternoon, so sign up is directly after the parade. Teams that want to enter can go down to the city park, the ball fields down there, and get registered. It'll be right around noon or so. It's $100 per team to enter, and then we'll break up into the brackets and get the tournament started. Teams can play with no more than 7 males, and they can play up to 10 people on their team. We did it a little bit differently. Just being in such a rural community, sometimes it's hard to find, you know, your traditional 5 males, 5 females for a team, so we wanted to be able to get as many teams as we possibly could. So if teams want to, they can sign up with just 7 males and have no females on a team, but you can have a team of 10 females if you want to. But yeah, we're just trying to get as many teams playing as we can. It's been quite a long time since we've had a slow pitch tournament here in town or a slow pitch league, so we're hoping to bring some of that back to the community.
Now, Lynn, there's a lot of other activities for the kids to participate in. Some have come and gone, but others are still in the works. What do the kids need to know if they want to sign up for those activities?
Parents are always welcome to stop in and grab a membership application. Our summer fees are pretty minimal. Kids can sign up to come every single day throughout the summer for just $75. That gets you in the door from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. all summer long. The only day that we're closed is July 4th from now until August 17th. Kids can come in and they'll participate in some active play, free choice, but they'll also get a good, well-rounded programming of some technology time, some game rooms, and then we also implement good character and citizenship stations, reading and literature stations, and then we also do mathematics and some STEM learning as well.
And now you also are able to provide some recreational opportunities for these kids during the summer, including some swimming opportunities and some public library opportunities. Kind of talk about those a little bit.
Every Monday and Friday, the kiddos get to have the opportunity to sign up to go swimming. We switched last year to go to the Guthrie Center Aquatic Center just so that with the whole grade sharing that our school system is in right now, we felt that switching to the Guthrie Center Aquatic Center would be an opportunity for our younger members to get to know some of the students and some of the kiddos from the Guthrie Center community before they start going to school with those kids in junior high. And that's been a really positive experience and a positive change for our kids. And then every Wednesday, we head over to Anita to do dodgeball with the Anita kiddos at the Anita Health and Wellness Center. And then we have some other trips planned for this summer. We have a canvas painting that the kids will get to go over to Farmhouse Collectibles in Anita, and they'll do some canvas painting with Kendra over there. She always does such a great job, and this is a new field trip for our kids this summer, and we have some really excited kids to get over and get their hands dirty. We have a couple iCubs trips planned this summer. We have one that's already happened, and the kids just had a blast. They're really excited to go again. We do a summer reading program through Adair County Extension that's hosted up at the Adair Public Library, and they'll get to do a service duck program that afternoon. We're not really sure what all that'll entail this summer, but the kids are really excited, and Annie up at the library is really excited to see what that program is. And also new this year is Littlefield Recreation Area. So for the last several years, we've gone up to Springbrook, and the kids have gotten to partake in kayaking and archery and at Lytle and fishing. And so we wanted to expand that program and getting the kids outside and exploring nature. And sometimes their dates are somewhat limited just with the DNR cutbacks, and they always provide such a wonderful program for us. So Heather Schneider, our program manager, did some searching in the parks and recreation in our area, and Littlefield has a program for kids, so we have a few trips planned there where the kids can go fishing. Kids are going to get to go paddle boarding out at Littlefield, and we have some spots open still for that field trip, so if kids are interested, make sure you get signed up for that. That cost for that program is only $5 per field trip. We have a couple zoo trips planned, and then, of course, we have our Atlantic Theater matinees that don't cost anything at all. An incredibly busy summer. We have 2 weeks left of baseball and really excited to get that wrapped up, and and be able to focus even just a little bit more on programming and what we can do with the kids here. The staff are doing really great with the kids and are really invested in getting the kids involved and excited. And I was able to, you know, sometimes I get stuck in my office, and it's always a pleasure when I get to accompany the kids up to the park, and I was able to do so earlier this week, and it was awesome to see, especially my junior staff, my high school kids that come and work during the summer, to see them interact with the kids. They get almost as excited and involved as in the play up at the park as the kids do, and the members here get really excited when those high school kids play with them, and it's really neat to see.
Absolutely. All great, fantastic opportunities there to take advantage of services and recreational areas around the area, and not just in Adair and Guthrie County, but the Adair County and the surrounding areas as well. Lynn, anything else about the club as we get into the summer, or any dates that you want the general public to mark on their calendar coming up?
I think one of the biggest things to highlight is we are just now being able to finish up through Empowering Adair County and the Guthrie County Community Foundation. Late last year and then just in the last couple of months, we were able to receive some grant funding to implement a 16-tablet lab. And so we're going to be getting rid of all of our desktop computers here shortly. We've purchased all of the tablets and all of their accessories and the charging station for them, so that the kids are going to be able to have some flexible seating options in our library. And we're going to have some more options for the kids to have tech time and some more STEM learning. And there's some BGCA curriculums that we can download onto the tablets and just have more availability for more kids to have access to technology in a safer manner. And so that's really exciting to see that come together, and the kids are super excited to get their hands on some tablets here at the club.
Well, stay tuned to the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. We'll provide updates on that project going forward. I'm sure it's going to be a great fall there at the club. Once again, that's Executive Director for the Boys and Girls Club of Central Southwest Iowa, Lynn Hansen, joining us on the Let's Talk Guthrie County program. Lynn, as always, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
And for Let's Talk Guthrie County, this has been James Martins.